The Iowa caucuses have at least a whiff of quaint American antiquity about them, something suggesting the political equivalent of a barn raising or a quilting bee. So perhaps it's a little disappointing to think that they never counted for much until 1972, not exactly Victorian times. In fact, the heyday of the Iowa caucuses is of such recent vintage that David Yepsen, formerly reporter, now political columnist for the Des Moines Register, has covered the Iowa caucuses for just about as long as they have mattered in the presidential nominating process. David Yepsen, how did the Iowa caucuses come about and become worth our talking with you about them every 4 years?
The Iowa caucuses are a creation of the Vietnam War. After the 1968 Chicago Democratic Convention, the party decided to open up its process. And they wound up backing the start of the process into the early part of the year. And that was in 1972 then that Gary Hart, a young campaign manager for George McGovern, decided he would try to do well in these caucuses. Probably about a dozen journalists came out here to record that story, and we were off. Hamilton Jordan picked up on the idea for an unknown former Georgia governor named Jimmy Carter, who raised it to a real art form in 1976. He'd won Iowa and went all the way to the White House. And really, ever since that time, there has been a presidential test of some sort here in the state every 4 years.
You've described two Democratic presidential aspirants. When the Republican nomination is being contested, the GOP also has Iowa caucuses, but they don't have exactly the same rules, as I understand it.
No, the rules for the Republicans are different. The rules for Republicans are a straw poll. They sit around in their caucuses and just raise their hands or mark a secret ballot. Democrats have that convoluted system of picking delegates because they want to avoid any conflict with New Hampshire Democrats, who are very sensitive about the fact that they have the first primary. So Iowa and New Hampshire in 1984 cut a deal, the Democrats in those two states, that New Hampshire got the first primary and Iowa got the first caucus, but Iowa wouldn't count heads. They would count delegates.
Okay, here are some famous winners of Iowa caucuses since Jimmy Carter. George H.W. Bush won in 1980 when he was not nominated for president. Bob Dole won in 1988, the year Bush was nominated. Richard Gephardt won in 1988 in the Democratic caucuses when Michael Dukakis went on to win the nomination. Harkin won in 92 when Bill Clinton won the nomination. And even though others, Gore and George W. Bush, won and went on to be nominated, this is a terrible predictor of who gets to be nominated.
Yes, it is. Former Senator Howard Baker described in 1980 how the process had changed when he said the function of Iowa really isn't to elevate a candidate clear to the White House anymore, but to winnow the field of candidates. And that has been true. No candidate who's finished worse than third has gone on to win a major party nomination. So the function of this process now is to take these fields of seven or eight candidates and really cut it down to about three who then have a viable chance of doing something later on in the nomination process.
And thinking back to the days when a dozen of you traipsed around with George McGovern and Gary Hart, the press corps today in Iowa?
There are about 950 journalists from 27 states and 13 countries who are accredited to cover this thing. The town, the state is awash in journalists. You can go to some events now where there are more journalists than there are actual voters. I'm not all that old, but I miss the old days where, you know, it was a candidate and a few people in a room talking politics. Now it's a media horde out here.
David Yepsen, political columnist of the Des Moines Register, thank you very much for talking with us once again.
Thank you.